Health authorities say the number of cases of hepatitis A linked to contaminated frozen berries is likely to rise. Three states have now recorded cases of the disease linked to frozen berries imported from China. It's raised new questions about the safety of imported foods. Frozen berries are not currently deemed a high-risk food and so don't undergo any testing for bacteria or viruses, Rachel Carbonell reports.
The Australian food manufacturer Patty's Foods has recalled two brands of frozen berries. More than five cases of hepatitis A in Australia have now been confirmed in people who ate the berries, which were imported from China. Senior Director of the Communicable Diseases Unit at Queensland Health, Sonia Bennett, says the latest cases are from Queensland.
Two of those cases are in Metro South and one is in Cairns, so it's not in one particular area of the state. The food product is distributed nationally, so we wouldn't expect to see clustering. It could be throughout the state, so the recall applies to the whole of the country.
Sonia Bennett says the distribution of the product and the incubation period for hepatitis A mean more cases are likely.
It has what we call a long incubation period, so the time between consuming the contaminated food and the onset of illness can be as long as 50 days. It's usually, or as short as 10 days, but usually it's 28 to 30 days. I think we will expect to see more cases, and I think that will happen throughout the country, not just in Queensland.
Microbiologist at Swinburne University of Technology, Professor Enzo Palombo, says the contamination most likely happened during processing.
Most likely scenario is somebody at some stage of the production has hepatitis A infection, and hepatitis A, like many of the other so-called gut viruses, infects by a mode where people shed the virus in their fecal matter, and that material then becomes what contaminates the hands of the food handler or the food directly or even water that's used in the environment. So the virus itself is shed in what's called an inert state. It's not alive, it's not growing, but remains infectious. Once it gets into the food product and is then preserved essentially by freezing, it's not killed. The virus remains active, yet can then become activated again once it enters the next person's body and starts to grow in the gut.
With an increasingly globalised food production chain, the contamination has raised questions about the safety of imported food. The Department of Agriculture released a statement today saying that frozen berries are not currently classified as a risk food. They fall into the category of surveillance food, which means they're tested for agricultural chemical residues, but not viruses or bacteria. Professor Palombo says catching contaminated food is a difficult task, but so far Australia has done well.
I suppose like anything in a globalised economy, we need to be vigilant about anything entering the country, and our authorities do the best that they can to identify these problems at the site of entry. Food is tested routinely, but it's hard to capture every possible source of contaminated food. It's a bit like trying to catch every contraband that comes in through the airports. It's probably impossible. But I think that the figures speak for themselves. We don't have these outbreaks or these incidents very, very often. So we are hopefully sourcing good quality material from our overseas collaborators.
Sonia Bennett from Queensland Health says the current system works well.
I think our food regulations are very strong, and I think it's that's illustrated by the fact that this particular contaminated product has been picked up with so few cases, and the way that the food authorities worked with the company very quickly to recall that product, and the company has done that on a voluntary basis, and I think they've acted very quickly.
Rachel Carbonell prepared that report.